In the Republican presidential contest, Ted Cruz won a clear victory last night in the Iowa caucuses. On the Democratic side, it was the tightest race in history. It was about 4 a.m. when the state Democratic Party said Hillary Clinton would prevail by at least 2 delegates, but the haggling continued through much of the day. NPR political editor Domenico Montanaro is with us to explain what happened. And Domenico, why is this so hard? I mean, what's the problem with the tally here?
Well, hi, Kelly. First of all, you know, we're never going to see any raw vote when it comes to the Democratic side. We know that they have 171,000 people came out to vote overall, but they don't break that out to like the way the Republicans do to say how many people actually went and voted. What they do is they have these what are called state delegate equivalents. There's a phrase for you and something that we have to talk about.
You're right. Yeah. Tell us what that means. Like, give us like the Cliff Note version.
Well, last night, Iowa Democrats elected 11,000 delegates to local conventions. That's what these 1,683 precinct caucuses were all about. Okay. They'll elect from that 1,400 state delegates later that spring. So all of those numbers that you see last night where people say, oh, Hillary Clinton won by 4 delegates, it was actually an estimate of the 1,400 state delegates and not that broader universe of 11,000.
Okay, so there are also reports that this election was decided basically by a coin toss, that Hillary got 6 out of 6 coin tosses. Is this true or false?
Partially true and completely misleading.
Uh-huh. Okay.
She did win 6 of 6 of these coin tosses that are used to break ties in places where there is an odd number of delegates. So let's say, you know, we walk in and there's 30 people for Hillary Clinton and 30 people for Bernie Sanders, and they award 5 delegates. Well, they get 2 delegates apiece, and they have to figure out what to do with that one left over. They don't split it in a half. They flip a coin. Now, she won 6 of 6 that we'd heard of through various reports, reporters who are at various caucus sites. I spoke to the Iowa State Democratic Party earlier today, and they told me that actually there were more than a dozen of these coin tosses. Oh. That's how close this election was. And Bernie Sanders won a handful of those. So it's not true that Hillary Clinton somehow won 6 of 6 and then won the whole thing. And in fact, those 6 or those 12 coin tosses that happened were of the broader universe of 11,000, not of the 1,400.
These totally decisive moments.
That's right. So there wound up being like 10 times the effectiveness, if you think about that, where you'd have to win like 8 or 9 of those coin tosses in a row just to get 1 delegate, and she won by 4. Okay. Still a tiny whisker of a margin, though.
Right. I mean, very quickly, are we done with coin tosses at this point, or could this happen again?
Coin tosses are not unique to Iowa, actually. Okay. They happen in a half dozen to a dozen other places, and, you know, we could see them in some other places if it's this tight and it comes down to the wire again.
It's Domenico Montanaro, NPR's political editor. Thanks so much for explaining it all to us.
Thank you.